see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
What a Wonderful World was originally performed by American jazz trumpeter Louis Armstrong, who was born on this date in 1901. Armstrong was born in a poor section of New Orleans, Louisiana, known as the Battlefield. He attended the Fisk School for Boys, and it was here that he likely had his first exposure to Creole music. After dropping out of the Fisk School at 11, Armstrong joined a quartet of boys that sang in the streets for money. The young musician developed his cornet skills while playing in the band of the New Orleans Home for Colored Waifs. As he got older, he played at brass band parades and on riverboats in New Orleans. At 20, Armstrong started to be featured in extended trumpet solos where he injected his own personality and style. Nicknamed Satchmo or Pops, this musician came into prominence in the 1920s. He helped influence jazz by shifting the music's focus from collective improvisation to solo performers. Armstrong was also skilled in scat singing, or vocalizing using syllables instead of actual lyrics. Some of his hit songs include Stardust, When the Saints Go Marching In, and Dream a Little Dream of Me. During his career, Armstrong toured all over the world and performed an average of 300 concerts each year, earning him the nickname Ambassador Satch. In addition to performing, Armstrong also wrote 2 autobiographies and appeared in more than 30 films.
Al is so talented that he could probably do just about any event in track and field.
He's happy with that one, and the crowd knows it. Al Joyner, who barely qualified for this final round, his third qualifying jump put him into this final field of 12, well out there. And he may very
On August 4th, 1984, Al Joyner won the gold medal in the triple jump event at the Olympic Games in Los Angeles, California. This victory made him the first American in 80 years to win the event and the first African American ever to do so. He attended Arkansas State University in Jonesboro, where he later returned as a coach. He was also the winner of the Jim Thorpe Award, which honors the best American field athlete at the Olympics. Joyner married track legend Florence Griffith, who became known as FloJo after her marriage to Joyner.
First pitch is hit high in the air, deep to left field. If this is fair, it could be. It is number 500 for Alex Rodriguez.
Just 3 years ago on this date, New York Yankee Alex Rodriguez became the youngest player in Major League Baseball to hit 500 career home runs. He reached this milestone at the age of 32 during a home game against the Kansas City Royals. The previous record was set by Jimmy Fox in 1939. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.